Good morning, church. It is our pleasure to be here with you. We are so excited by the time that we were able to finish arranging all our traveling details. We were so excited about having this time visiting you. We arrived in Portland 3 days ago, and then yesterday we drove all the way from Portland to here. We stay with at the guest house of Fred and Donna, and we spend amazing time with friends, and of course enjoying pizza. But yes, it is a pleasure for us to be here sharing what God is doing in Papua New Guinea. So what we are going to do today, Marcel and I and Sebas probably will be helping us, we'll be sharing what is going on, what is what God is doing there. But again, please, thank you so much for supporting Bible translation in Papua New Guinea. Something that we always say to our partners is like, we are your representatives, because probably not all of us are able to go to the field and do Bible translation or any other ministry, but the church is able to send, and somehow you are sending us by supporting us. So thank you, because of your support, God is working in Papua New Guinea, and people there, they are starting to receive the word of God in their own language. So we want to start showing a very short video about what is happening there. So probably we can start. A pastor in the community, in the DODO community where we serve, and that day was the dedication of the Book of Ruth, that as you were able to see, was the first scripture ever available for them in their own language. So I interviewed him, and he said, in case that you missed it because the subtitles were very, very quick, he said, this translation is very important for us because now we have the Word of God, or the message of God for our own people, but in our own language, which happens to be Molata, not English, nor other language. And now they feel like they can understand God, and well, they are willing to obey, and it is our prayer. Our pastor was mentioned, we need to not only hear the word of God, but we need to follow it and to obey it. So it is also our prayer for the Molata people. So as mentioned, I'm going to start telling you about what is going on in Papua New Guinea, particularly in Good Enough Island, where the DODO people are located. And I'm going to tell you about the ministry we are developing there and what is happening right now. So, and something that I want to show, and this is something similar to what Pastor did at the beginning, reading, what was that, like a German or... Well, German, Spanish, and English. So it is interesting because you see how the people in... the German speakers, they are blessed because they can listen to Word of God in their own language. Then we are blessed because we are from Costa Rica and Latin America, and we can read the Bible in Spanish. By the way, that's the heaven's language. Yeah. You know that? No, God is, you know, it's amazing. God is the creator of all languages in the world, so we are happy about that. And also, you as English speakers, you were able also to listen to the Bible in your own language. So, but first, I want to show one, maybe next slide. So, that's the summary of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, what do you think about that? Amen. So, but you see, that's Greek. Greek is the original language of the New Testament. And you know, probably some of you who attended a seminary or something like that, you are able to read and you can understand. But what happened to the rest of people? So probably it's not that clear. No, but I am sure that the very day that you first listened the gospel of Jesus Christ, the person telling you the gospel probably read that verse to you. So maybe we can just move on. And now what? What do you think? What do you prefer? Do you prefer Greek, which is the original language, or do you prefer to listen that? I know you can say that verse by memory. So let's start like 3, 1, 2, 3. Amen. So you see that I'm sure that the day that you received the gospel, someone read that verse to you, and yes, you in your heart you understood that God's love is so deep that he was willing to send his only son to save you and save me. But what happened if that remained in Greek? So probably that will be like some sort of, strange for us. But you already heard the story about John Wycliffe. John Wycliffe thought in his heart, so people speaking English, they must hear the word of God in English. Or Lutero, or Cassiodoro, or Reina. And now we know for sure that people in the UDO, they need to listen to that same gospel, but in Molata, which is their language of their heart. Jerome was the first person who translated both the Old Testament and the New Testament into one language that happened to be Latin. And he said, to ignore the scripture is to ignore Jesus Christ. And that makes complete sense. You cannot find Jesus Christ, you cannot know him, if you ignore the scripture. So that is why it is so important that people around the world, they can listen to the Bible in their own languages. So maybe we can move on. So that's again the picture of Pastor Psalm. And that was the day that they were reading the book of Ruth for the very first time. And later, I think during lunchtime, probably you will be wondering, well, why Ruth? So you can ask him, we can let you know later. But yes, they were so happy because they were receiving the Bible for the very first, a book of the Bible for the very first time in their lives. Sometimes it's really hard for us to understand that because we have Bibles everywhere. So you can just shop online and you will find a Bible for the mother, for father, for ministry, for teenagers, for kids. We have Bibles for everybody in big size, small size. So it is hard for us to understand what really means to receive Bible for the first time. So they were really happy. So we work in Good Enough Island. Good Enough Island is a small island that is in the southern part of Papua New Guinea. And in the western side of Good Enough is where the DODO people are located. So later Marcela is going to tell you how we reach that island every time that we are going to the village. But I want to focus in ministry. What do we do there with the DODO people? And maybe in the next slide is our family, so I forgot to introduce. So I'm Dennis Vargas, my wife Marcela. We have a different background. Even though now we are working in linguistics and translation, Marcela is a registered nurse and I'm an electrical engineer, and I worked for many years in telecommunications field. Then our firstborn son is Sebastian. He's turning 15 this coming Wednesday. And then Benjamin is 9 and Timoteo is 5. Last time that we were here, Timoteo, if you may remember, was a little baby. He was 6 months old. So now you can see he's a 5 years old boy. And he has grown up in Papua New Guinea. So we are the Vargas family. We are from Costa Rica in Central America. And we are involved in Bible translation in Papua New Guinea since 2013. And now I'm going to tell you what do we do in Papua New Guinea, particularly with the DODO people. We work or we do 3 different things, basically 4. We do linguistics because it's the basics or the foundation for translation, so we need to understand grammar. We need to help them develop the alphabet so that we can write the Bible. But let's say that linguistics is one area, and the rest that is related to translation, we do actually translation, and that's our team. We have trained some local people because we understand that the local people, they must be involved from the very beginning, because that way they can also feel like the Bible that they are working in is part of them. It's not something that we are bringing from outside, but it's something that they are actually working on. So we, Marcel and I, we spend a lot of time training them in how to understand their own grammar, how Bible translation works, that is not like just finding an equivalent word. So this is the English word, so this is the Mulata word, and then try to, it's not that easy. So we train them how to do that. And also we train them how to do exegesis, and we do a lot of exegesis with them every time that we are translating. So we spend hours and hours just trying to understand the original message, and then try to find the best way to say that in their own language. So this is how we work. They build that small room, they call it a classroom, and it is, you see, it's completely made out of bush materials. So every time that we're in the village, we just gather there, and we remember that you send a bunch of resources and computers, a couple of computers for them. So we sit there and we use the Bibles, the dictionaries, commentaries, and we do a lot of exegesis. And when they are ready, so we start actually doing translation. So we go verse by verse, but in each verse, then we can go phrase by phrase, sentence by sentence, and sometime we need to adjust words as well. So, but that's, let's say, one of the main things that we do, translation with them. So in the next one, you can see something different. Now you can see that it's not a bush house. We have a screen. And so that's because we work not only in the village, also in the base camp, that is in the highlands of Papua New Guinea, where Wycliffe and SIL has the main center. We do also the checking of translation. So from a Wycliffe perspective, we have three levels of checking. So making sure that we are translating properly, and the translation is accurate, is clear, and is natural for people. So because of pandemic in 2020, we ended up as like stuck in the base camp. We were not able to travel to the village. So, but instead of us going there, so we were able to bring the translators with us, and we spent like 5 weeks, I think, checking doing all the exegetical checking of the first 8 chapters of the Gospel of Mark. So we were from probably 8:30 in the morning to 5:30 in the evening, and of course including the lunch time. But we work just sitting with them, and again checking verse by verse, just to make sure that it was accurate, it was clear, and it is natural, which are the three main features of a good translation. So that was so you can see in the village it is kind of different, but in the base camp we have another advantage, is like a power all the time. So in the village, every time that the computer runs out of battery, so we need to just put it to charge and wait. And sometimes it's a slow process, but in the center we have power all the time, which is good, and we can do our work there. So this is related to translation. So at this point we are translating the New Testament, even though we started with the book of Ruth, and also we are working in some other passages of the Old Testament, but our main focus is the New Testament. So the draft of the Gospel of Mark is already complete, and while we are here and in our way to Papua New Guinea, the local translators, they are drafting like the 5 first chapters of the Gospel of Luke. So which is really encouraging for us to know that even though we are far away, they are working. So This is the first thing that we do among the DODO people, translation, so we can move on. And the second thing that we do is literacy. Why? Because if we have translation, but people, they don't know how to read, what do you think is going to happen? Nothing is going to happen. So that will be basically the same thing. So we also train a team of literacy workers. We help them to develop the alphabet, and they are now developing like a program to teach their own people how to read in Molata. Again, it is somehow hard for us to understand that, because we are very literate cultures here in Western. So for instance, you see this guy, his name is Teddy, he's holding a book that he wrote by himself, and he did all the drawing, because all those materials must be developed in the village. They don't have libraries, they don't have bookshops where they can just go and get a bunch of books, but they need to develop everything. So again, that takes time, and that's one of the main constraints, the timing, because we need to spend a lot of time creating the materials in order to work on literacy. But God is faithful. Now that we were singing Great is Thy Faithfulness, this is one of our favorite songs ever, because that reminds us how faithful is the Lord and how faithful He is to the DODO people. Even though it takes time, even though they need to spend a lot of time creating materials, the things are moving on, and the literacy program is helping them to learn how to read and write. And that's something that is not only related with Bible translation. That's also a way for them to help with community development, because we hope that in the future, when people, they are able to read and write, they can even receive outside help to help to improve their crops or health or everything that will help develop the community. But of course, we are focusing on their spiritual development, but this is something that will be helpful for a lot of things. So this is the second thing that we do. Literacy, we can move on. Another, in 2020 again, while we were checking Mark, also we were creating materials in the center. And again, because we have power, we have printers, we were able to create materials. So we created a picture dictionary, which is a very simple book with a lot of pictures. And then they have the picture, the name in English and the name in their own language in Molata. And we send a lot of those books, and the teachers of the elementary school and people, they were so happy, because again, that was the first time for them receiving books in Molata, something that was completely new for them. They don't have books at all. So they received this picture dictionary. Also, we, Marcel and I in the village, we collected several traditional stories, and then we created a storybook, and we sent, and people, they are learning how to read their own stories that they have passed generation by generation, but like oral stories. And now they can see those stories also in book format. So the people, they are so excited about that. So again, thank you for technology. Is because we were able to create those things. And there are a third thing that we do. So we already have translation, we have literacy, but there is another thing that we need to focus on, is scripture use. And that was what Pastor Terry was mentioning. It is perhaps the main issue also in our countries. What happened? We have translation, we know how to read, but what happened with Christianity? Sometimes we do not use scripture, and then we are not following Jesus in a proper way. We are not obeying his commandments because, well, a number of reasons, but we don't want that happening to the DODO people. So from the very beginning, we are also developing a program called Scripture Use, where we encourage the people that they can start using whatever is available as soon as possible. We are not trying for them like to wait, I don't know, 15 years to have the New Testament in order to start using it. But we want them to start thinking in being touched with the Bible from the very beginning. So in this program, we also train another team. They are creating Bible stories in video format so that they can start reading and listening to Bible stories in their own language. So from now, they are also listening to the Bible. So there is a short video that was created a couple of years ago, and they are working on that. So it is very simple thing. It's an app that has a template with several pictures similar to what you will find in any children Bible. So they get like the script of the story. It's a paraphrasis, and then they translate into the language in Molata, and then they record the story so the people can see pictures, can listen to the Bible story, and they can start thinking about the Bible. So we are going to watch this short video. And please pay attention and try to figure out which story is this. Probably with pictures, not with the message.
Yesu dana va wadewadewa sobela fanifanidi zati ivelavela badini. Tova ipueda nadini, Yesu iluku manu atabu nedenine muane, dana tumuliada obuyeti, ara iwo toda bavele kawowo ana baivero toda lilini. Adedeine lamoda mani ivelevele kawowo dena daubara deini. Atu tokaikaiwa budo lakaina mani lakaina itedi manu atabu nafone Yesu itadi kumado kusobela fanifanidi yelai ara wadedeine Yesu dana ebaita itena dana tumuliada o deidia ke idaitadi kumado ku dadi mani kukousidi iluyedi kabisodi itedi dadi velekawo ara Yesu dana tumuliada o Iwonedi, sobela waradina, dadivelekao lakaimana itena mulia tokaikaiwabu. Tokaikaiwabu daditedakudi, adikeke idaluyabudi atu sobela waradina, avanana didaidia, adi iteowona, keke tamo tufotufo idamia. Ada Yesu iwona, lamo da matatabudiao, dadivelekao wo itedakudi, adi dadikaikaiwabudeine italaka atubadie, Dadide ledeine, dadide wadewana inu adana atu matatabu moena itena. Yesu keda madabe da bela da bame da una velema. Nua kabubu keda mina deime daida alata.
That's very nice, isn't it? So you see, this is how they speak and how they can have now access to Bible stories in a very simple way, but they don't need to wait until very end to have to start reading the Bible. They can start listening, and also even the pictures help them to understand, to see how they dress different and how the culture was different. So this is something that we are helping them to develop so that they can be in touch with the Bible from the very beginning. So this is another thing that we do, and it is called scripture use. And another thing that this team do is every time that we are translating things, for instance, I have a copy here and I'm going to just pass it. This is the copy of the book of Ruth. So this small booklet, it has the Bible text of Ruth, the four chapters, and also it has for each chapter there is like a short Bible study with like questions. So they have the text here, and these are some questions. So for them to try to understand the text, what is God telling them through the reading, and it also provides some background. So for instance, this is a map of Israel, so people they normally read in the first chapter that Elimelech and Naomi, they travel to Moab. So, but, well, where is Moab? So they have a map here so that they can also start checking. So you can take a look to see how Mulata looks, and then you can pass it. And this is another story. This is the chapter, this is Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to 19, which is the story when God asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. So we normally put some pictures. So the idea is to start letting the DODO people have access to scripture as soon as possible and not to wait until they have the New Testament complete. And so you can see now there are several books in the community. So the Sky Blue, that's this book of Ruth with Bible study. The red one, yes. The first one is the picture dictionary. The red one is the book of Ruth. The white one is like there is a spelling guide. So now that we are helping them develop the orthography in the alphabet, so that's like a easy spelling guide. And the yellow one is also the chapter 22 of Genesis that is called Babebutu. So we send there is one more that is the traditional stories. So there are five books already around the community, and we send I think like 150 copies of each book. And when we send them with the translators after they finish working with us in the main center, once they arrive in the village and they start giving the books away, they say these were flying waters of birds or something, because everybody wants books in their own language. So that was something that was really exciting for them. And the idea is now that we are going back, we'll be helping them to create more stories. And of course, whatever is translated, once we finish the translation, the checking of the Gospel of Mark, we will be also preparing Bible studies, and we'll be preparing some copies for the people for them to start reading the Gospel of Mark. So that was the time they were helping us to pack all the copies, and they were so excited about that. And just to finish this part, I'm going to invite you to praise God together for what is going on. So for instance, the first book ever translated is already available, which is the book of Ruth. So please praise the Lord because of that. It is a gift for the DODO people, the same way that it's a gift for us to have the Bible in our own languages. Also, please praise the Lord for the completion of the gospel, completion of the Gospel of Mark draft. So that means that the 16 chapters are already translated, and Marcel and I already checked the first 9 chapters. So our task, as soon as we are back in Papua New Guinea in a couple of weeks, no, in 1 week, we will start also, after settling, we will start checking chapter 10 to 16 to check that everything is okay. And also please praise the Lord for all these materials already available for the DODO people. This book of Ruth, the chapter 22 of Genesis, the spelling guide, the traditional stories, and the picture dictionary, because this is something that will help them to improve their reading skills. And please join us in prayer for some specific things. For our linguistic work, something that we need to do this year, we have the whole year, but we need to write a couple of papers. One is the phonological description of the Mulata language, and also the grammar description. And at the same time, we are working on a dictionary for them. So that's part of our linguistics job, and that takes time. So the thing is, you see, everything takes time. But please ask the Lord to help us to balance all what we need to do so that we can find time to do linguistics, to do translation, literacy, scripture use, and also our family needs. Please pray for Mark's exegetical review. So that's something that we'll be doing right now. So Marcela and I will sit in the computer hours and hours. Just for you to have an idea, it takes us like one day we are able to check around 8 to 10 verses. So you see, that takes time. Just imagine when we start with the Gospel of Luke, where the first chapters are really long, 72 verses or something like that. And then please pray for us again. 8 to 10 verses per day we are able to check, because we need to check grammar, we need to check exegesis, we need to check spelling, a lot of things that are involved. So please remember us in your prayers. Also, please pray for the local translators. Again, they are translating, they are drafting the Gospel of Luke, and they are really encouraged. Last December, they called us. They managed to find a way to call us, and they let us know we are working in Luke. So please pray for them, because, again, it takes time, and particularly the first chapters of the Gospel of Luke are really long. So please pray for strength for them. And also, we want to invite you to join us in prayer for a project to build a permanent house in the village. Marcela is going to let you know about this later, but yes, there is a need for us. And then, so you will have some prayer points, specific prayer points this time. So we really want to thank the Christian Fellowship of Winglock for helping the DODO people to have access to the scripture in their own language. And I just want to let you know, Yaubada inawan wakabuyemi. You want to say that? It's written in there, so you can try. Yaubada means God, and in this word, this long word, inawan wakabuyemi, means will bless you all. So everything in just one word. So that phrase means God will bless you all. So you want to try? 1, 2, 3. You can just go slow. Yaubada. Okay, you are almost ready to go with us to Papua New Guinea, okay?
Yes, Yaubada inawananuakabubuyemi. So praise the Lord. And first of all, I have to say that our people there, the audio people, they say thank you very much. Sometimes when we are among them working and we want to share with all of you about, you know, what we're doing, so I have to ask them, and we have to ask them, can I take a picture of you? Can we take a picture of you? And they say, yes, yes. And they started to ask us, why are you asking us? And why are you taking pictures of us? So we explained them. Well, it's because the people there in Costa Rica, United States, and the people who support us and support this ministry, they want to know you at least, or to see you, your faces, and what you're doing. So, you know, they told me, oh, really? We would love to see them as well. We want to see their faces too. We want to pray for them, and also we want to thank them, because we feel that we're blessed because all of you support us, is what they think and what they said. So, first of all, I have to tell you that they send their love, and they say thank you very much for your support. Thank you very much for the resources, because we are really using them. They are very important for them to make all these studies and to do the research in order for them to understand the Bible. And remember, they are learning, or they are understanding the Word of God first in English, in another language. And the way how we communicate while we learn the Mulata language is through English, everything. So it's a lot of effort for them. They need to understand all the word of God, the message in another language, and they have to put it into their own language, which is something, wow, very hard. So okay, I just said what I had to do before we start, because they really asked me, please let them know that we are very thankful. And as Eddie said, I'm going to talk and share with you about the way how we live in the village, which is something that we like to share because it is also important to let you know how the people live there and how they welcomed us when we were there, and also many things that we have been learning living among them. So as you can see in our first slide picture is the house that they built. That's the first house that they built for us. So the day that we arrived, they built that house. So you can see that they built it in high with these posts around first, and then they built the house out there. And it is interesting because culturally, this part upstairs, it is not a public area. Most of them is very private, and it's also for the family to stay there. So we can find some, the rooms, and especially when they stay. But underneath the house is the public or the common area for the families or for the people who visit to stay there. So, and the other part, maybe, can I have the one before, please? Okay, that side, and in your right, left is the kitchen. So the kitchen is outside, is also sometimes attached to the house or separated from the house. So as you can see, it's a very tropical place. We have there palms and different kind of flowers, which is something familiar for us since we are from Costa Rica and we have a tropical weather. So it was something that it was not new for us. In the other picture, we have our children, they are doing some homeschool. So we have to bring with us all the schools and the booklets and whatever they need. So in one of our rooms in the house, so we prepare it in order for them to have the school there. So in the pictures you see Sebastian, he was a very little one, and Benjamin. So, but well, now we have Timoteo, probably the three of them, they're going to be studying in the house, in the village. So yes, we also have to do homeschool for them. In the next slide, also, we have this picture of the food that we have there. They plant a lot of different kind of roots, and it is the main thing or what they usually eat. Since it's in the coast, they also go to fish and everything, but it depends of the weather or depends of whatever they have in hand. But most of the time what they eat is this kind of food. For us, it's some of them are very common, but maybe for some of you, not. I know the Robinsons, they know the yucca, and we have, oh, maybe you know the sweet potato. We have sweet potatoes there. And we had another kind of fruit we call malanga. And also, what else? Tapioca, well, and bananas. We have bananas, green bananas. And since it's, as I said, it's tropical, so we have different kind of fruits too, which is wonderful. So, so they prepare these roots in water, and if they have salt, they add salt, and And most of the time what they add is coconut. And so they grate it and they squeeze and then put some on top of the food. And it tastes very nice, very, very good. In order for us to get there, as Dennis was mentioning before, is in the island. So it's a small island that belongs to the province, Milne Bay province. It's in the south part of the country. So we have to travel by air, by earth, and also by water. So we have to use an airplane. In order for us to get there, so from the missionary base to the province in the coast, so we have to travel by this airplane. And after that, we usually get our supplies, you know, the food and everything in the closest town of this small island, good enough. And after we collect all our things, so we have to travel again by airplane and for 30 minutes and then by speedboat. So we have to go around the island because there are strips in the north part of the island and we have to go south. So we need a speedboat for around 2.5-3 hours. It depends on the weather. Once took us 4 hours because it was quite, you know, rough, the sea. But, well, praise the Lord because he having taken care of us every time that we have to go to the island. One of the, dangerous part in our traveling is there are a lot of pirates around. So we need to, please, we ask you to pray for us for that because to now, nothing having happened to us or even our people when they have to take us. But once one group coming from town to the island, they was sought by the pirates and praise the Lord, they managed to get, to go to the shore, and nothing happened. Only they lost their cargo and their food or whatever they were carrying. But yeah, it's quite dangerous in one part of this island. So, but that's how we get there to the island, and then we have to walk and carry our things. But it's only for 15 minutes. From the shore to the village that we are living, or we were living. Because, as it is said, now they provide us another land, piece of land, so they decided to put us there. And the idea is for us to now have that place, and also all our ministries, so all of them, they can come there and work with us, and probably they're going to build again another classroom in our house there. So this new place is going to be also a new experience for us because it's now a bit far from the place that we were living in before. So it's around 35 minutes walking, the other place that we were living. I mentioned before that the picture that I showed you was the first house that we had, because we had a second one, because the first one was not in good shape after a while, since it's bush house, so the roof and everything, they started to, you know, to, because of the rainy season and everything, so we have to move to another smaller house. And right now we don't have a house for us to stay there because the second one is not good enough for us to live. So they mentioned us that they're going to try to build another house, the third one, in this other place. So please pray for that, and that's why we are now praying and asking the Lord to provide us in order for us to have more permanent house. as a family, it's important too, because it's the opportunity for the kids to settle in a place that they can also have their homeschool and also to have a bit more privacy, because sometimes we need that as a family. And we have a common area with them, and that would be the opportunity also for us to have our materials and taking care of them, because since the weather sometimes is very humid, so the resources can be damaged or whatever. So there are a lot of reasons. That's why we are now in this project. We are praying for this, and we are also asking the Lord to help us, provide us, so we can have the house. So as you saw in the picture before, we have this, how you call it? The what? The plan, or, yeah, floor plan. The floor plan. So we have some bedrooms there, and maybe we have a bath inside of the house, because we don't have one. We have the latrine outside of the house, so it looks like it's possible in the village to have that. But we'll see. And we will have a kitchen at the office that I was talking to you, and an area for us to stay. So there's a veranda too, which is important. We would like the people, if they want to stay there also, they can sit down there. And underneath is probably, well, hopefully in the future we can prepare something for them to stay when we have our working sessions, or, well, who knows. So, and our dream is to have a small library, so they can also come and read the books. And but the idea is to keep them safe there while they learn how to, you know, how to use the books and keep them in a safe way, so it will last. They will last long, instead of, you know. So it's part of what they are learning. So yes, pray with us about this, and we know that God will provide us. He, we share this need also with another people, and praise the Lord, we have around the 2/3 maybe of the budget for the house. Half of the budget. So, oh yeah. So in the following slide, we can see the house will allow us to stay for longer periods of time working with the local team. In order for us to develop a good, for example, grammar or phonology, all these papers that Denise told you about, we need to spend time with them. We need to know the culture. The language is very close to the culture. So we need to learn about their culture, and also so we are going to be able to describe pretty well as well as we can the language, the Mulata language. So for that, we need to spend time with them. And so that will be something good for us to have the house, so we can stay long for longer periods of time. And it will be a safer place to keep our belongings, as I mentioned before, and family belongings, and also for the ministry. We need to carry with us the food for three months. So we have to keep them in a place that is going to last for all that time. And sometimes it's hard because of the weather, and that's why we need that. The other thing is, it will provide a better place for our family needs, privacy, homeschool room, as I said before, mentioned before. So that's why we are now thinking in this village house. And the total budget that you see is $55,000, including materials and labor. It's very hard to get all the materials to the island. Probably we'll need a boat or a helicopter, or we don't know. So that we also have to think about that. So currently we have $25,000 available, so it means that we need $30,000 in order to have all our budget ready. So hopefully we're going to be able to do that this period or this term. Yeah. So please pray with us, and also help us to find also, or to pray for us to have wisdom and the knowledge in order for us to know how to get all the things there, and for the people to be willing also, I mean, talking about the Mulata people, be willing also to be part of it. We don't want them to feel that this is something only coming from outside. We want them to feel that it belongs to all of us as a community. Because this ministry, since the beginning, we have been telling them that it's not the Vargas or the SIL or Wycliffe project. This is the DODO project. And talking about everything, the translation, the literacy word, the scripture use, and even also all the belongings. We want them to feel that it's something that belongs to all of them. Because that building is going to stay there. We're going to live there for a while. I mean, well, we are working, but at the end, we want them to use it for this, continue in this ministry. Scripture use, literacy, and even the translation of the Old Testament, or, well, we don't know what God wants them to. So please pray for us. So thank you so much for your time. Thank you for, as Dennis said, Yawada inawananua kabuyemi. God will bless you, and thank you so much. Siule la kaina le me badine, the ave momwana alai, the siule la kaina o matatabuna u faisewana lady. So I say that muchas, thank you so much. Oh my goodness, I'm saying now in Spanish. Thank you so much for your help. Thank you so much for your support. And we are so happy to be here. And also for all the work that you have been doing too.
Did you get that? That was good. Hey, thank you, guys. I was just going to tell you that yesterday afternoon, or yesterday around noon, there was an ordination that I went to up at Mountain View Baptist, and Jamie Mead was ordained, and that was really a cool thing. But anyway, while I was there, I met a man. His father used to teach at Multnomah School of the Bible years ago, and he was a great Bible teacher named John Lawrence, and his son, John Jr., was there. And anyway, their son, Gabe, knows TJ and Stella really well, and Gabe is getting ready. He's raising support for Wycliffe, and so he will eventually perhaps be flying this family around over there on a fixed-wing aircraft. TJ was a helicopter pilot, so just kind of an amazing connection yesterday. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I've talked to Dennis yesterday quite a bit, and my heart is always like, how can we help you? How can we meet your needs? What can we do? And we had a really wonderful experience about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And I don't know if you remember, some of you were here, but we were able to purchase a couple of laptop computers with the specifications that are needed. And we also had the workplace software installed, which is a pretty big deal for Bible translation work. And then we were able to send like a stack of books, exegetical books, so that they could translate, you know, and it's really was a big deal. And so, you know, and then there's other things like just office supplies like printer, toner, and paper, and lots of other supplies that are would be really helpful for them to have and to know. And so I'm hoping that we will get a really detailed, careful list. And then there's an organization called JARS, and I was just looking that up. It means the Jungle Aviation and Radio Service, but that's how we sent the computers and things to Papua New Guinea last time. They every 3 months or so they take a load over there and deliver it to them. So if we get that list, you know, there will be some things that we can do, that we can put together, things that we can buy, that we can provide and be involved and engaged in this. And then, of course, you know, I'm very excited about, as I listened about the house that they're trying to get built over there, 55,000 is on our, by our scale, is not much. And but just think, to have a place in the village where they work with the people, and to be able to be there instead of having to travel back to Ugarumpa, I think they call it, or, you know. You know, maybe we could be involved in that. Maybe you could be involved in that. Maybe you will invest resources to help them. I'm hoping we will. So we will have a really detailed list of ways that we can help them, and ways that we can give, ways that we can serve them. So I'm pretty excited about Bible translation. I don't know if it gets much more cutting edge than that, does it? Not really. So, yeah. So anyway, I just need to have Sebastian come up here for a minute. Yeah, because I just wanted to embarrass him a little bit. So this is Sebastian, and he's going to be 15 on Wednesday, right? Yeah, so I want you to remember these people singing happy birthday to you, okay? That'd be all right? Would you mind that? No. Oh, it's not going to embarrass you too much?
No.
Okay. All right, let's sing. And pray, and then there